Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, August 23rd. Elon Musk has released a picture of a Tesla Cybertruck that he says is a production candidate, and he tested it. Electrek has previously reported that Tesla told suppliers to be ready for a Cybertruck release candidate in late October and production in early October. And sticking to that timeline, here we are. The CEO said that he believes that this is Tesla's best product ever and posted a great high-resolution look at the truck. The post is getting people excited about Tesla sticking to its previously announced timeline of a delivery event by the end of the third quarter. Even though the start of deliveries is imminent, there are still a lot of things we don't know about the Cybertruck quite yet, such as the final specs and the price. A Tesla Cybertruck, likely the same final version, was spotted being tested on the automaker's own test track in Fremont. Tesla now appears to have produced at least two batches of 9 Cybertrucks each and sent those vehicles around the country. Some of those units Tesla was shipping around were likely going to regulators, like the EPA, for final approval ahead of the start of deliveries. This is likely one of those release candidates, and therefore, very much the final version. A new report claims that Tesla Gigafactory Berlin production has been dipping under the 5,000-unit mark per week that was reported earlier this year. When Tesla launched the Berlin factory, the goal was to ramp up to 5,000 units per week, and they did achieve that back in March. The assumption was that Tesla was still ramping up or at least maintaining that rate, but Business Insider's German team is now reporting that production has actually gone down, reporting it closer to 4,000. The report has credibility as they shared images of Tesla's workflow software as an image taken from plant. Now, some Tesla analysts are claiming that this report really is nothing because Tesla already warned of lower production in the third quarter based on factory shutdowns and upgrades. At the moment, we're not sure if that's actually what's happening. The low-cost compact Rio car from Kia will not be making a return to the U.S. for the 2024 model year. Instead, Kia is expected to transition its production facility in Mexico, where the Rio is built, to produce 2 new electric cars. According to a new report from Automotive News, the Kia Rio will follow the same footsteps as the Hyundai Accent, which was also recently retired. The governor of Nuevo León, Mexico, named Samuel Garcia, revealed Kia's plans on X, or Twitter, saying, quote, "Kia announced $1 billion investment to install another plant in Nuevo León, where it will produce 2 new electric models in conjunction with Hyundai." Now, we're not sure yet which of those 2 cars it will be. Earlier this year, Kia revealed the EV5 crossover, which will sit between the Kia Niro EV and the EV6. The EV5 will be produced in China and exported to international markets, but no yet word on North America or if those plans will be sent over to the Mexico plant. According to Automotive News, the 2 EVs that Garcia mentioned very well could reference the planned EV3 and EV4, which are not yet close to production, 2 smaller crossover sedans set to ride on Hyundai's new integrated modular architecture. In an update to yesterday's story, Kia has unveiled the new Kia Rey, an entry-level electric vehicle designed to meet the growing demand for an affordable electric option, this in the domestic South Korean market. Pre-orders for Kia's new EV will open in Korea just this Thursday at 27.35 million won, which is about $20,500. Powered by a 32.2 kilowatt-hour battery and improved aerodynamics, which is kind of funny when you see the picture of it, the new electric entry-level car can travel 205 kilometers or 127 miles. If you're traveling in the city, that gets bumped up to 144 miles. The vehicle comes in a 4-seater, 2-seater, or even a 1-seater option. At the moment, there are no plans for the vehicle to be sold in Western markets, but there is a good chance it will be sold in Japan, at least in my opinion. Taking a look at the Chinese market, Bloomberg reports that Stellantis is exploring alliances in China to expand its brand in the Middle Kingdom. After closing its only Jeep factory in China last year, Stellantis CEO Carlos Tavares promoted an asset-light strategy, as rivals like Volkswagen and GM have lost market share to domestic EV makers. Stellantis already has a joint venture in China with the Dongfeng Group, which sells Peugeot and Citroën cars in China, but Stellantis may be looking to expand its presence with a new partnership. The sources said that one potential partner could be Zhejiang Leapmotor Technologies, often called Leapmotor, with whom Volkswagen actually recently announced that they struck a deal. We'll be seeing if Volkswagen will be joined by Stellantis in the near future. Polestar has announced a significant production milestone. Their 150,000th Polestar 2 electric sedan has rolled off the assembly line. The premium electric performance sedan has continued to expand the Polestar brand globally, becoming a market leader in key markets, including Norway, Sweden, Germany, the UK, Belgium, and more. At Electrek, we noted it was a perfectly competent electric vehicle with a really good interior. Very good. So we congratulate the Polestar team on their accomplishment. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Moominab9701 says, "Thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up." Well, thank you very much, Moominab. If you like quick, no-nonsense electric car news, hopefully I've earned you as a regular listener, and you can share this show with all your friends. It's a great way to stoke interest in the changing times and a great place for newcomers into the space. There's no political nonsense, no name-calling, just the growth of the electric car revolution as it happens. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.